Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you for the next couple of hours. Tom Thurber engineers the show, and Max Power produces it. 869-1240 is the phone number. On the most ridiculous day of weather of the season.
How do you figure?
Were you out?
Yeah, it's cold, and it's mid-February.
Were you out?
Yeah, it's cold, and it's mid-February.
Right. And this is the worst day of weather we've had.
You said the most ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's ridiculous to slide around. It's ridiculous to have your skin freeze. It's ridiculous to have to put up your arm in front of your face to fend off the wind.
Well, it's cold.
So you're a guy that's just fine with that.
I'm not fine with it, but I'm not like surprised. It's cold. It's February. Yesterday was the most ridiculous day because it was 65 degrees.
No, that was great.
It's unseasonable.
So what? Do you ever agree on anything? No, sir, let's delve in. Let's really look at this closely.
No, I like when people say what they mean.
When your wife makes a point, do you consistently argue it?
If it's wrong.
Why do you think you're right? If she states an opinion about something, do you interject?
Wow.
Huh?
Yeah, of course. What do you think? I'm just some kind of pushover?
So nothing she says you'll buy into.
I didn't say that. I didn't say nothing.
Have you ever agreed with her?
Of course.
About?
A lot of things.
Name the last thing. Because you never agree with me.
I don't like to agree with people. I make an obvious statement
that this is a brutal day of weather.
You didn't say that. You said it's the most ridiculous.
Right. It is. It's awful out there.
I'm going to retweet this. Someone made a Wichita Rockhoppers logo, which kind of takes precedence over anything we'd ever talk about.
Let me tell you the chances of that the team is going to be named the Rockhoppers. Zero.
Well, that's on Wichita baseball then. That's not my problem. Because my name, the Rockhoppers, is a groundswell of support. People are...
Ask Wichita baseball when they're going to announce.
And all they do is reply with memes and gifs.
Don't do that, Wichita baseball. Be better.
I agree.
And I'm being serious now. Don't do that meme stuff. You're better than that.
They are better than that.
We want you to be better than that. And I hope someone's listening right now with Wichita baseball. I'm not a meme guy. The next time I use a meme will be the first.
Almost all of their tweets are memes.
Don't do it.
Get over it. This is a professional organization, a professional...
Are we coming down on Wichita baseball?
I am. I'm not. I don't care. Quit doing memes.
You want the scoring job.
Yeah. I do. But
well, you've just blown that.
Fine, but I think we need to get over memes if we're running a professional account.
Memes are the most ridiculous part of social media. Who agrees with me? 869.
They can be funny.
No, they can't.
A lot of them
can
be
funny. They're never funny.
But from a business account.
Being funny is funny.
No, they can be funny. Memes can be funny.
I've never seen one that I snickered at. I hate them. And if you can't express yourself humorously, don't let a meme do it for you.
I'm with you.
Meme them that. Or tweet them a meme that says that.
No. But I like some memes. But from a professional account that's the voice of the updates on Wichita baseball and the team name and the stadium, we got to be better. I agree with that. See, we agree. How about that?
Are memes valuable?
I like them. There's
name
some
one
them,
you like. Give me an example.
I can't
to me,
name.
They're lazy.
I can't name one off the top of my head. But
see, that's your problem. You can never just come up with something.
And nor do I need to. But in certain instances and cases, they are.
Let's talk memes.
Entertaining.
Let's kind of get to the bottom of memes. I know that they're not a phenomenon associated just with Wichita. They're all over, but I don't get it. Somebody explain it to me, why memes work. Daniel?
This is Damien, actually.
Damien?
Yeah.
Go.
Hey, huh?
Talk to us.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Damien, I want you to get the hang of talk radio. Okay.
Okay.
Here's the key. Be ready when we say your name and it's not correct. Be ready for that, and then just go right into what you want to say.
Okay. Okay. I hear. I agree with Jeff that memes are funny. They are pretty funny. Some really good ones out there.
Thank you, Damien.
I guess.
Listen, I like Damien. I wish he'd come into the show. I'd buy him a pop. But we gotta. That first call of the day has got to hit it, man. Do you agree?
Yes.
There's another time you agree.
See? But I just agreed with you out of...
You didn't even hear what I said.
I did.
What did I say?
That first call of the day has got to really hit it, man.
Be
or
right.
Something like that.
So let's hope that the second call of the day really hits it.
Well, who's it going to be?
There are people who tweet only in memes. I try to think of something somewhat funny that I tweet when I'm in that mood.
Some memes are good.
I don't
and
see
when,
it.
And people when they type like, oh, that feeling. Sometimes that's funny.
Did you tweet Wichita baseball?
Just now?
Yes.
No.
Why? Tell them we need the six names without a meme. Tell them that.
Okay.
Tell them Bob Lutz says it.
But then they're just going to reply with a meme.
Let's see if they do. So some guy named John on Twitter says you're not going to get more catchy than Wichita Rockhoppers. And he does have the logo.
It's a good logo.
And it's not bad. Who is this guy? Tweet him to call us. Because I want to talk to John.
Well, maybe John will call. Maybe John has called before.
He's come up with something here. And listen, if it's Rockhoppers, I'll just have to wear it.
That's a good logo and a good team
now,
name.
Now, Jason Shawe tweets, no hard pass, with a meme of a guy saying no and shaking his head. That's not creative.
That's our good buddy Woodrow.
Keith says, almost looks like Toronto Blue Jays color and logo.
That's what I thought, too, actually, especially the beak area of the Rockhopper.
And thanks for that, Keith. You actually expressed yourself with words.
But that logo's good. I think I just appreciate John taking the time out to make that.
Who is John?
Killswitch 763.
He follows me.
He's a Phillies fan. Does he follow me, I wonder?
I don't know if he does or not. He does?
He's got one follower. Now you got two, John.
You're following John.
Yeah.
He's never gotten more pub than he's getting right now.
Well, he's a
because
he's
he did
man.
Some work without a meme. He actually did the work.
And it looks good.
You heard from Wichita Baseball?
Not yet.
We're having our first mini feud with Wichita Baseball.
Well, they need to do better.
Just a mini feud.
There have to be.
We're not angry. We've just got a little bit of a nit to pick.
Because I don't want, we've traded Jose, whatever his name is. Who's the guy? Who's their prospect?
Well, that's the Marlins.
Right. But, you know.
Something Mesa.
Victor Mesa.
Victor Mesa.
Yeah, and I don't want that to be in a meme form. When stuff happens that is important, put it out there professionally, respectfully. That's where I am on that. Personally. And maybe they're listening.
So this guy does follow you, John, whoever it is. He follows Paul Sullentrop. He follows KFH Radio. He follows several people. He follows Chris Pratt, for crying out loud.
Well, who wouldn't? Chris Pratt's a wonderful actor.
Look at Twitter right now and give me the first meme you run into.
I don't,
I'm on the meme thing.
It's It's going to take a while for me to find a
Tommy,
meme.
Do you like memes? Do they? Tommy's okay with it. What's wrong with me?
Royals to sign Drew Store, and there's a not a meme.
Hey, the Royals are quietly building a decent bullpen.
They're quietly building an average bullpen.
They're quietly building a bullpen that's much better than the one they had last year. I like Boxberger, Diekman, and now Drew Storen.
Yeah, all those guys are very average.
No, they're not. Diekman is above average. When I first saw him pitch with the Philadelphia Phillies 3, 4, 5 years ago in a game in relief, came in to face the Cardinals, he was overpoweringly dominant.
Fine, and he's since had his colon removed.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that fan of the Indians who just wants to trash everybody else. That's worse than a meme.
I'm not trashing everybody else. He had a 4.73 ERA last year.
Right.
And he had his colon removed the year before that. So
I like the way the Royals are building a team to bridge to the next team that contends.
Great. I look forward.
That's what I'm saying.
I look forward.
And when we have Jeff Passan on at 4:25, he will agree with me.
I hope you don't ask him if Jake Diekman's some kind of piece.
We're going to go knee deep into Diekman. Got it?
I can't wait to face Jake Diekman in the seventh inning when we send up his Carlos Santana right-handed against him.
Well, you got three hitters on your team, so you better hope that the right three come up.
We got four.
No, you got three.
We got Ramirez,
Lindor, Santana.
And Bowers.
I'm not convinced on Bowers.
And arguably Kipnis. And
not convinced. It's just not. And neither are
Kevin
you.
Kevin Plawecki.
Now, Wichita Baseball, I did a Twitter poll about what's worse today, sleet, wind chill, or just dreariness. They say, can we add hands hurt when trying to hit a baseball? Asking for a friend with no meme. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's meme-ish. Asking for a friend is another one of those played out internet Twitter.
You're all over the guy.
I want something from a person. You know, I want to be interacting with somebody.
Who runs the Wichita Baseball 2020 Twitter account? Is it multiple? It seems to be the same person.
Well,
everything's in the same tone. So, okay, who is it? Let's talk about it.
Well, I don't. It's someone working with the Baby Cakes on a part-time seasonal.
You don't think they're in Wichita?
I don't. Because they don't seem to be familiar with what we're going through up here. It's all this, let's name our team.
Well, they got
memes.
They got several people here in Wichita.
I know. I would guess that this person isn't. If I had to guess.
Let's identify this person and have
they'd
a nice
be
conversation.
Listening. And someone, this would be getting back to that person already. The mayor would be in contact.
The mayor must be just beside himself about this mini feud.
It's developing. Well, it needs a resolution is what it needs.
It needs a friendly discussion. It needs a, hey, welcome to town. We love you. We can't wait for Triple-A baseball. But how about a few fewer memes?
Right, and some real tweets.
Would you consider it, bud?
I don't like cute.
See how I use bud at the end? Would you consider maybe cutting down on the memes 20%? And then trying to build and eventually get to, you're using a meme only on 20%.
Sure. Cute just doesn't do it for me. And it's all cute now.
But are we?
Read every sports.
Are we outcasts?
Read every sports franchise's Twitter, and it's all cute. It's all cute stuff. And some of it is just, meh. Why? Just say, hey, we're playing a game tonight. I hope you come out. Tickets still available. Just do that every now and then. Instead of the cute.
Well, listen, cute can be okay, but I want to take Wichita baseball seriously. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the cute guy.
Me neither.
That wants to exchange memes. I'm never going to do it, but I'm also almost 64 years old. So I'm not their target audience. And what I have to accept, and as hard as it is to accept it, outside of Depends, I'm nobody's target audience.
Wait, what?
Depends.
Lee, I don't want to think about that.
So, I mean, it's the truth.
This is where it can't be Meadowlarks, right? If
no,
Wichita,
that's
If Wichita baseball
are you saying because I like it?
No, because that's an old person name. And if Wichita baseball
see what I mean?
Is trying to appeal to younger people, then it cannot be Meadowlarks.
What about Flyboys?
That seems weird.
Just, I bet you, I want Flyboys to make the top six.
And I want Rockhoppers to make the top six.
The chances of our two making the top six is what? 5%?
Rockhoppers should be in the top six because that was my name before anyone was talking about names. We started the name conversation, and we've each emerged.
Well, Flyboys just came to me.
That leaves four
sitting other in my
names.
Basement with my wife. She was telling me how much. What was the nickname that I kind of liked before?
I don't know.
Dreamliners, and I still like that, by the way.
Sledgehammers,
something. Yeah, something like that. That came to me. Sledgehammers.
But that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
So, what is Rockhopper? Listen, now we're getting off on a tangent. And I'm disappointed again in our callers and listeners for not telling me why memes are a big deal.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because they are. They're everywhere. And Twitter, shame on Twitter and Facebook. People.
Some people do that. Again, some people do that well.
Name one.
This guy on Twitter named Josiah Johnson, he does it well.
He does memes well.
Yeah. I've started following him recently. And
does he have this sense of humor?
Yeah, he's
to
funny.
To accompany the memes?
He's funny, yes.
But if you're not funny and you're depending on memes to be funny for you, shame on you. If you want to add a meme to accentuate your funniness, okay. But nobody I see is accentuating.
That's the people who do it well.
Their humor with memes.
Those are the people who do it well. They accentuate their own stuff with memes.
Is there a comedian, a professional comedian, that uses memes?
I doubt it.
Doubt it. No, they're funny.
But some people are different kinds
of
funny.
You would be a meme guy.
I've never.
Because you're not that funny.
I've never memed in my life.
You would seem to be a guy. Well, maybe you should try it.
I've never sent out a meme ever.
Tommy's pointing toward a meme here. What is that one?
I don't get it.
You don't get it.
I don't.
Let me see if I get it. There you go. Don't you get it? It's a meme.
Here's the reply from Wichita Baseball.
We've got a reply.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Wait a minute.
Let me read it.
I don't have one?
Well, I sent them the name. They're the tweet. So I said, we need the six name finalists, please, not in meme form. And they replied, do you want or do you need? We all have to be patient as we go through this process. It's way more complex than just throwing, six names. Soon enough.
Well, see, they are listening. That had a tinge of, hey, guys, just because you're on radio, you're not going to tell me what to do. That had that little edge to it.
Good.
Thank you, Wichita Baseball.
It's time to start kicking their butts a little bit.
It's time to have a little tension in the relationship. A little, okay, you meme me. What do we gain from that? They're not quite ready to get those six names.
No, but weren't we kind of promised that last week?
Seemed like we were, but I don't know who promised.
Well, they said six names. Maybe they shouldn't have done that. Because how do they know it'll be six? Why can't it be seven? Why can't it be nine? Why can't it be five?
I don't know who did that.
But Wichita baseball saying six.
I don't remember
that.
But
they have zero.
I have a recollection of somebody saying it, but was it Wichita baseball that said it?
But they're saying six now.
What'd they say?
It's way more complex than just throwing you six names.
That's not a commitment to six names.
Kind of is.
Now you're on the bad side of Wichita baseball. And I think I'm in good standing.
That's okay. I don't need to be popular with everybody.
Even with the AAA team? So you're their first enemy.
If I need to
They've landed. They've come to town, and everything's beautiful. It's a new beginning. They've been greeted enthusiastically. We love them. And Jeff Lutz is now the first villain for Wichita Baseball 2020. What if we can't get Lou Schweckheimer on the show?
Oh, Lou will be here.
Then I'm
going to
hold you accountable.
Lou will be here.
I love that guy.
Oh, I love him, too. And I love what's the president's
name?
And
Jay Miller's outstanding. And if you've blown that relationship, I'll kick you out of here. Meme or not. So be careful. Tommy, let's take a break. When we return, Jeff Passan from ESPN.com, their lead baseball columnist, will join us. Back in a moment.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.